From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Since the September 11th attacks, Pakistani authorities say that they've arrested more than 500 members of Al-Qaeda. The Al-Qaeda fighters have been identified from among tens of thousands of Arabs and others who flooded into the country in the early 1980s. They came to join the jihad against Soviet forces in neighboring Afghanistan, often settling in Pakistan after the Soviet withdrawal. The Pakistani government says it now wants the foreign holy warriors to leave, but many now have deep ties with the local community. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
15 years ago, a kind-faced village prayer leader named Mulwi Sufi Hamid began marrying off his daughters to a family of Algerians. It was an honor, he said, since these men were treated like heroes after having just returned to Pakistan from fighting the jihad against Soviet forces in Afghanistan.
They were beloved for the Americans as well. They were liked by the Pakistanis, by the whole world community. And they were there living and having social status like princes. So everyone want to have chat with them. And so that was the same sentiment with me.
Today, as far as the Pakistani government is concerned, these former fighters are no longer welcome here. One of Hamid's Algerian son-in-laws, named Mustafa Al-Jaziri, has been sending letters to his wife from prison in Guantanamo Bay. This after the family watched police arrest him in his underwear during an early morning raid nearly a year and a half ago. Another son-in-law, by the name of Adil Al-Jaziri, was last reported en route to a U.S. detention center at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Local newspaper reports said police captured him at a public swimming pool in Peshawar last June. A government spokesman later called him an important Al-Qaeda catch. Not so, says 23-year-old Riazad, Adil's tearful wife and the mother of his three children.
I found him very lovely, and he was a good father for kids. He was a good husband. And I don't know that from where they got this, that he is a terrorist or he is involved in this kind of activities.
On a recent sunny morning, Riazad sat with her sisters and their children on a wicker bench in the courtyard of their father's modest house. Two of the women wore white burqas, and Riazad's face was tightly bound with a purple veil. The women said that after their weddings, the Al-Jaziri men settled their families in Afghanistan. Mustafa Al-Jaziri's family lived in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad, where Osama bin Laden and a number of other Arab Al-Qaeda members were known to reside. Mustafa's wife, Mahadia, says her husband knew bin Laden, but she insists they were not friendly.
One day I was in my home, and my husband was telling me this. I hate Osama bin Laden because he is just taking care of his own national people like Saudis and others, and he is not taking care of any Algerians or Egyptians. And 3 years ago he was mad on Osama bin Laden that he is just doing these bad activities.
The wives rejected allegations that their husbands were foot soldiers in bin Laden's Al-Qaeda movement. When the U.S. attacked the Taliban 2 years ago, they said the Al-Jaziris immediately fled with their families for Pakistan. Later, Riazad says, her husband Adil went into hiding.
Before the arrest, 2 months ago, I didn't saw him, and he was contacting me through telephone, and he had this fear that may someone get arrest him.
Pakistani authorities, sometimes working with the CIA and the FBI, have captured a number of top Al-Qaeda operatives, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the suspected mastermind of the September 11th attacks. The Pakistani government also says that the military captured and killed a number of suspected Al-Qaeda members during a battle along the mountainous border with Afghanistan earlier this month. American commanders in Afghanistan praised the Pakistani operation, saying it targeted an area known for Al-Qaeda activities. Ivan Watson, NPR News.